Hello, and welcome to another episode of Pinot and Perfume. As always, I am your host, Sarah Chacon, and I have got a belly full of Costco chocolate ice cream sundae that I had. That was my lunch. I will say that is the best deal on a soft serve ice cream sundae around. If you love vanilla soft serve with either strawberry topping or chocolate topping, go to your local Costco and get her done. I mean, you get so much ice cream. It's probably gross that I ate all that, but it was so good going down. And outside of that, I have a new podcast alert for you. Not one that I'm doing. This is a different one, but it is fragrance related. So if you like this podcast, or maybe you don't necessarily like it, but I'm one of the few fragrance podcasts out there that are putting out consistent episodes, and you just listen to me out of necessity, I've got one that you might like a little bit better. Or if you do like me, thank you. And if you're looking for another perfume podcast that's just as fun, this one's for you. It's called On the Scent, and it is hosted by Susie Nightingale, who writes about fragrance professionally. She is a fragrance journalist, and her co-host, Nicola Bond, who is a radio presenter by trade. I believe she's a beauty radio presenter. They have another podcast that they co-host called Outspoken Beauty, and On the Scent is a spinoff of Outspoken Beauty. I guess they had like a, on the Outspoken Beauty podcast, they had kind of like a once a month, I guess, fragrance segment, and that got really, really popular. So they decided to start a new podcast called On the Scent, and it's all about fragrance. And what I like about this podcast, I've listened to a few episodes, is that it's very, first of all, I love the banter between Susie and Nicola. What's weird to me is that they've never met in person. Like they mentioned on their most recent episode that they've never met in person, so they're going to meet for the first time. I don't know if it's like this coming week or in a few weeks, but the way they banter back and forth, I thought they were friends who decided to start, you know, two podcasts together. I had no idea that they had never met before. So that's just how good their chemistry is. It's just a good back and forth. They seem very familiar with each other. They're much like me. They try to take away the snobbery out of fragrance. You know, I know from my point of view, I'm not in the industry. I started this podcast as a hobby. If it turned into something bigger, that would have been great. But either way, it was something for me to do that kind of fulfilled a creative outlet for me and allowed me to talk about fragrance on the internet, put it out into the ether in the hopes that maybe somebody in passing tuned in and liked it. And, you know, I've got a handful of listeners now. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. And you guys have been great with like recommending scents here and there, podcast ideas, you know, chiming in on how well you like a scent or how it's done for you or similar scents that I reviewed. It's been really fun to like get to know some of you guys, meet some of you guys online. I've had a blast. But I have always been very upfront about the fact that I am not a professional. I'm not trying to position myself as a professional. I am just an enthusiastic consumer of fragrance. I'm a girl who loves to smell good. That's it. So a lot of times on this podcast, I learn with the rest of you. You know, like I still don't know what a lot of notes are. You know, if you've listened to me any amount of time, you've heard episodes where I've looked up like, huh, what's that? And looked up a note and said it. Like I'm learning as much as you guys are. And I've learned so much just from starting this little podcast. So what I like about On the Scent is that these two ladies are beauty and fragrance professionals, but they still aren't super snobbery about it. They have got so much, they provide so many like just really interesting historical details about different fragrances. For example, one of their episodes is called The Iconics. Well, let me look. The Icons, excuse me. The Iconics are a tag team, war or a tag team wrestling in WWE, or a wrestling tag team in WWE. I digress. But episode 6 is the icon. So they talk about some iconic fragrances like Chanel No. 5. You know, think about those. Mitsuko from Guerlain. And there's so many like interesting historical tidbits and trivia that they provide with each of the fragrances that they're talking about. And it's really interesting. It's not just with this one. There's always something to learn in every single episode. They do something called fragrance prescriptions. So people will hit them up on their Instagram, which is at On The Scent. Is it at On The Scent Podcast or On The Scent? I think it's at On The Scent Podcast. Hold please while I look this up. It's at On The Scent Podcast. So people will DM them through there and would be like, hey, I like this fragrance. What do you recommend? Or I'm looking for a fragrance that smells like somebody wrote in recently. They were looking for a fragrance, I think, that smelled like limoncello. And so they'll prescribe, quote unquote, they'll suggest perfumes that are in the same vein as to what people are looking at. It's super fun, very engaging. Both of these ladies' passion for fragrance shows through. And again, despite being professionals, they have a way of discussing fragrance that doesn't, without a lot of like industry jargon, and that doesn't sound snobbery. So I highly suggest you check them out. I think you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts. You can probably listen to them on Spotify. I would assume wherever podcasts are, you can listen to a podcast, you can find On The Scent. They did not tell me to, they did not ask me to, you know, talk about their podcast. I just, as a fragrance enthusiast and avid podcast listener myself, I have been following Susie. She's at Fragrant Maven on Instagram. I had been following her for a little bit, and it just happened to pop up in my feed on her when she announced On The Scent. So I started tuning in, and I really like it. So from one consumer and avid podcast listener to another, I would definitely check out On The Scent, especially if you like my podcast. It's a little bit more knowledgeable than me, but still like really, really fun. So with that being said, let's get into our scent of the week. Okay, so before we start, I just gotta say, I'm in my home office. I've got a fan on me. The AC's on. I don't know if it's just like I get excited when I podcast and my body temperature just naturally rises when I speak, but I feel like I'm still like really, really hot, like sweaty. I just like get all worked up when I get excited. Anyway, so this week's scent of the week is Parfums de Marly Nichan. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's spelled N-I-S-E-A-N. I thought about pronouncing it Nissan, but that sounds like Nissan and it's not a fucking car. Parfums de Marly, I have dubbed as the horse girl of the fragrance world. Not a diss on horse girls. I always thought they were very cool growing up. I always thought horses were very neat. And I always thought you probably had to have some sort of level. You had to meet some sort of household income in order to properly own and care for a horse. So, which I didn't. So I always like thought that was really neat if someone could afford to do all that. Anyway, the reason I call this brand the horse girl of the fragrance world is that it pays homage to the magnificence and elegance of horses. That is read straight from the description on my sample card for this fragrance. So this Nichan comes from the collection of perfumes dedicated to the Arabian breed. And I'm guessing Nichan is a type of horse. That is Arabian in nature. And so this scent is probably what you're thinking. It's got oud in it. It's very woody. It's very spicy. It's got that Middle Eastern influence. So let's go over the notes. On the top notes, you got pink pepper, lime, and grapefruit. Middle, you've got rose, geranium, saffron, frankincense, amaryllis, gaiac wood, which is oud, sandalwood, and akigaila wood. Don't know what that is, but apparently it's trademarked, and it's got a little flask next to it. I'm reading this straight from Parfumo. It's got a little flask icon next to it, so I'm guessing this is a synthetic, probably not found in nature, type of wood. Base notes, you've got cedarwood, patchouli, cistus, and amber. Now, if you read my first impression post, my first impression was this was a love at first sniff. It reminded me so much of Oud Bouquet and Shaghaf Oud, but it was more tolerable. And I think it must be from the like pink pepper and some of the fruity notes, as well as some of the florals. And the oud was still there, but it was just, I don't know, I liked the blend better. So if you heard my episode on Shaghaf Oud, I can't do it. I cannot do that scent. I tried. But it is just so strong and so overpowering. It's supposed to be rose and oud. But the thing is, the oud is like on a level 100 on a scale of 10. Like, it's just oud on steroids. I didn't get any of the rose. And what did it for me, what made me decide to sell on Mercari, was when my husband sniffed me and said, "You stink." We don't play that game in this house. I want to smell good. And I wasn't too fond of the scent anyway. So I was kind of on the fence, leaning towards a dislike. He told me I stung, and that was the final nail in the coffin. I did sample shot Oud Bouquet from Lancôme at Nordstrom. I just sprayed on a little test strip. Smelled exactly like Shaghaf Oud. Not as quite on steroids, but still pretty strong. This one smells similar to both of those. It's still strong, but the oud is, on me anyway, it is blended nicely with, I get patchouli on me, I get the oud, of course, and I get spicy. I don't know what's the spicy. I don't know if it's the pink pepper. I don't know what, if it's, I don't know what the hell cistus is. I don't know if it's the amber, but it's woody, it's spicy, and it's very oudy on me. And when, to me, oud smells like resin, kind of like that rich, resinous. Sometimes it could be a little chocolatey. I know on Oud Satin Mood, I love that fragrance so much. On me, the oud after like 6+ hours, especially on my wrist, it smells like a dark chocolate fragrance. It smells so good. Like if I could find a fragrance that smelled like that, or use that note that smelled like that, oh, that'd be perfection. It smells so good. So it can get, to me, it can get a little bit chocolatey depending on how it's blended and how it wears on myself. But mostly I get very resinous, like a woody resin. But so it was a love at first sniff. I did say I could see it on a man. I still stand by that. It's gone down to a strong like. Now that I have tested it on myself, it's not bad. I like it. I think it is strong, not on steroids like Shaghaf Oud, because Shaghaf Oud, that fragrance wants to fight you. Like, that's an aggressive fragrance. If that fragrance were a dude, it would be the dude to like walk in the bar and be loud and make comments on everything. And then if someone looked at him sideways, he'd get into the person's face and be like, "Yo, you got something to say? What's up? What's up?" Like wanting to start something. That's Shaghaf Oud. Oud Bouquet is like a step down. It's not looking for a fight, but it will not. It's not going to run away if a fight comes to it. But Nishan is very much more, I think, classier. I think it's a classier fragrance. I think this would smell great on a man. As I mentioned before, spicy, oudy, woody. I think that this would be, if I imagine if this were a person, it would be like a businessman. So, you know, you've got Shaghaf Oud, Oud Bouquet, and Nishan walk into a bar. Sounds like a terrible joke, started to a terrible joke. Shag Half Oud is a loud, obnoxious one that's common on everything and looking for a fight. Oud Bouquet is less obnoxious. I'm trying to think of like what the equivalent would be. It's less obnoxious, but if you push him too far, he'll snap, he'll clap back, and he'll kick your ass. So I could see Shag Half Oud really, really like just nagging Oud Bouquet until Oud Bouquet just fucking snaps. Whereas Nishan is on the other end of the bar, away from those two fools. He's got his brief, set his briefcase down on the ground. Maybe he's between appointments. Maybe he's an investment banker, and he just wants a beer in between. During the day, he's a beer drinker. What kind of beer would he drink? I imagine he'd drink just like a classic lager. He just, no bullshit. He's not an IPA, not an IPA guy, not a big stout man. Just a classic lager. And at night, he switches to cocktails. Maybe he likes Manhattan. Maybe he likes an old fashioned. His suits always look very nice. He's probably dating or engaged or married to a beautiful woman. I'm thinking like an Amal Clooney type, just very put together. He has no time for foolishness. He's very classy and sophisticated. That is the type of fragrance that I imagine Nishan is. So, that being said, it is, Nishan's not steroid type like the other two, but it is very strong. Like the longevity is out of this world. Now, I've only smelled like Delina and some of the flankers again at Nordstrom. I've never tested any of them on my skin. This is the first Parfums de Marly fragrance that I have tested on my skin. So I don't know if this house is usually good on longevity. But this one is. The longevity is, you don't need to top off. I use 3 sprays on me, on my chest and on the crook of my arms. And I was good. I could smell that on me all day. I think a few key sprays on the pulse points, you'll be good. People will be able to smell you. You won't have to top off. You will not have to reapply. It'll last you day to night, the next day. It'll last. I have not tried on clothes, but I imagine if it performs that well on skin, the clothes, it'll probably be on your clothes for days and days and days. So that is good. Now, my husband, someone commented, I think her name's Kate, C-A-I-T. She follows me on Instagram. I think we're followers on Instagram. We're friends on Facebook. She's in Oh My Soul. And she did the whole, because on my first impression post, I said this would smell really sexy on the man. I still think that. I wanted to test it on my husband, but he hates oud with the fire of 1,000 suns. Just don't come near him with anything with oud. But she suggested do the whole like yawn, stretch, and covert spray real quick, which made me laugh because I could just imagine being on the couch and doing that. And he'd be like, what the fuck? He does not like this scent. When I sprayed it, he did the whole like kind of smiling, but it's more of a grimace, you know, like you have your teeth mashed together. It's you're trying to smile, but you can't get there. And you just look more surprised and in pain. That was the face that he made when he smelled me. So needless to say, he's not a fan. It's a strong like for me, but it's not a fragrance that I see myself picking up at all. I think it's a fine fragrance. I would definitely pick this one up over Oud Bouquet and Shag Half Oud, that is for sure, but it's still not my jam. Now, this house is a niche fragrance house that's actually gotten a lot of coverage on YouTube. I know Delina gets covered all the time on, if you watch any fragrance review, it's kind of like Baccarat Rouge. Like everybody has covered Baccarat Rouge. Everybody's covered Delina. People seem to really, really like Delina. It's, you know, they classify her as just like the ultimate feminine scent. So because of that, I think this is starting to make its way out of niche, and it's not quite designer, it's just more of a well-known niche. And because of that, it's a luxury brand, so I'm thinking kind of like on the same line as Creed, and their prices are luxury brand prices. So for 125 milliliter, which I think is like 4.2 fluid ounces, you're going to pay $335 retail. So it's an investment for sure. Now you can find this on the discounters for slightly cheaper, but you're still going to be shelling out some money. So FragranceNet has it for $287.24. That is the price with their 25% off coupon already applied. And then FragranceX has it for $229.49, also with their coupon already applied. So you will save some money. It might be worth looking into the discounters. But either way, even on discount, I mean, it's still a couple hundred dollars investment. So that's kind of the barrier to entry, I would say, for this brand. But you know, if you like, I bought this sample on FragranceNet. It was like a couple bucks. I forget how much it was. Couple bucks. If it's something, any of their perfumes you like, you know, it might be worth saving up for and just splurging. Like, it's a great splurge perfume. Again, not for me. I just don't like it well enough to put it on my wish list, but it is a great perfume for the right man. And now I don't know if this is marketed. I want to say, okay, so this is marketed as a men's fragrance, but because to me it smells so similar to Shagafood and Oud Bouquet, which are both unisex scents. I know a lot of women, at least ones I've seen on the Fragrance Reviews channels on YouTube, they really like Oud Bouquet. Shagafood is supposed to be a dupe for it. Those scents can go either or. Like, I can see both like a man wearing it as well as a woman. I think it's the same for this. So while this is marketed as a quote unquote man perfume, whatever, I think because it smells so similar to the other two, that this could easily be unisex. You just have to, it's one of those, I think it's one of those fragrances you've got to be confident to pull off, because I think it could definitely wear you if you're not careful. So that's my spiel on Nichon. Let me know what you think. If you have any encounter, like if you've smelled this fragrance, if you own it, what you think, what you like about it. Do you agree that it's similar to Shagafood and Oud Bouquet? I'm definitely interested to hear your opinions. Okay, so fragrance in the news. I don't have any news articles. Rather, I thought it might be fun to go through what fragrance offerings are in the Nordstrom anniversary sale. Now, if you are unfamiliar, Nordstrom does this. Is it biannually? Is it like twice a year? They have a sale. People go nuts on it because usually you can get luxury goods a little bit cheaper than normal. Some of it is still, you know, obviously what one person might find affordable, another one might still find expensive. So, you know, caveat that. But they do have some decent deals on some fragrances. Of course, some were still very expensive, but some were like, okay. I don't know if I will be partaking because I still have my samples I'm trying to get through. I've got the rest of my Frederick Malle discovery set I've got to get through. I've got three left. I've done half. I've got to do the other half. So I'm good for a while. My husband just bought me two fragrances. I don't really need anything, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to go through it with you guys. So up first, we've got the Chloe Eau de Parfum set. It's $62.30 on sale. What this has is it's got a travel size fragrance of two travel sized bottles. One is a Chloe Eau de Parfum, so the original, and then Chloe Nomad. So that might be, if you like Chloe, if you've been wanting to try a Chloe Nomad, this is kind of a good way to try it small and see if you like it, and then maybe get a new bottle down the line. There's like candles and lotions and shit. I'm going to skip those. I'm just going straight for fragrances. So another one they have is a Le Labo fragrance discovery set for $65. Now I know Le Labo is a very, can be very pricey house. So this is a really good way of testing their, I guess their most loved, three of their most popular scents. So you've got Santal 33, the Noir, it looks like, and then another, hang on, I'm doing the quick view. Let's see, what do they have? Oh, it doesn't have. All righty. Early access. See full details. Okay. It's loading. All righty. So, okay. The set includes travel size version of another 13 Eau de Parfum, a travel size Santal 33, and then a travel sized the Noir 29. All are 0.17 ounces, so minis essentially, but you get three of them for $65. So this is a very good way to try out the house if you've been wanting to and maybe price has been stopping you. Okay, let's see, we've got Gucci Bloom Nectar di Fiori Eau de Parfum Intense Set. It's $105. It looks like you get a travel size, let's see, maybe like a purse spray. Yeah, it's, you got the travel size purse spray of this Gucci Bloom Nectar di Fiori, as well as a full-sized bottle. Jo Malone London. I can't resist digging on Jo Malone. But if you like Jo Malone, they've got a travel cologne set for $85 on sale. Let's see what fragrances are included in it. Let's see. It's got travel sizes of Nectarine Blossom and Honey Cologne, English Pear and Freesia, Wild Bluebell, Peony and Blush Suede, and Wood Sage and Sea Salt, which seems to be a very well-loved fragrance in from that house. All are 0.3 ounces. Okay. We've got a Burberry Her Eau de Toilette set for $87.50. A full-size bottle plus a travel size. You do have the Jo Malone London travel size Wood Sage and Sea Salt cologne set. It's $40 on sale. It looks, let's see what it comes with. It has a little travel-sized fragrance spray. What else comes with it? You got a Peony and Blush Suede Body Cream, which is travel-sized, and then the English Pear and Freesia Candle, which is also travel-sized. That's kind of sweet. Another Jo Malone London Peony and Blush Suede and Lime Basil and Mandarin. Oh, that's candle set. Well, it's $98. All right. Diptyque Dusan Eau de Toilette and Hair Mist set for $90. And then you have a Jo Malone London Wood Sage and Sea Salt cologne set for $89. What comes in this? Definitely you get, it looks like a full-size bottle of Wood Sage and Sea Salt fragrance. What else? A body and hand wash in Wood Sage and Sea Salt. All right. All right, you got Versace Eros Eau de Toilette set, $60. And it looks like you get a travel size as well as a full size bottle. Ooh, Tom Ford Soleil Blanc Body Oil set. I know that's not fragrance, but I know Tom Ford is a hot ticket. $72. And it looks like two full sizes. Let me see. Let's see if it's two full sizes or if they're going to jip us out of a size. What's going to be like travel sized? Travel size. Dun, dun, dun. Well, it's still kind of fun. So $72 for a travel size Solo Blanc body oil. All right. So now they have Parfums. Speaking of Parfums de Marly, they've got Parfums de Marly Feminine Fragrance Discovery Set on sale for $107. But you get four, it looks like four travel sizes. Let's see. What do they have? Delina Eau de Parfum, Delina Exclusif, Cassili Eau de Parfum, and Melior Eau de Parfum, all in the 30.33 ounce size. So, yeah, four travel sizes, $405. A good way to try out all of these fragrances, because I've seen reviews on all of them on YouTube. So if you've been interested to try this house, specifically these fragrances, this might be a good way to do it. Alrighty. Okay, so they have some designer ones. They've got the Black Opium set, $115. Looks like you get a full-size Black Opium, a travel size, and then like a hand cream or a body cream. They have a Gucci Bloom Eau de Parfum and Sheer lipstick set. So a full-size bottle plus what looks to be a sheer red lipstick for $98. Yves Saint Laurent Lieb, Eau de Parfum. It's $115. It's a set that features the full size, like the big full size bottle of Lieb plus a travel size spray. Versace Man Eau Fraiche Eau de Toilette, on sale for $59. You get the full size and the travel size. The Maison Margiela Replica Mini Fragrance Discovery Set, $75. This, you know, I did Beach Walk last week. I reviewed Beach Walk on this podcast. I reviewed Jazz Club. This is another good way to try out this brand if you don't want to commit to a full bottle, because this brand's also quite pricey. This comes with your purse spray of Beach Walk, By the Fireplace, Under the Lemon Trees, Music Festival. Okay, Nordstrom, get rid of this pop-up. And the Flower Market fragrance, which are interesting. I thought Jazz Club would be on here. But yeah, but By the Fireplace and Beach Walk, and then some other ones that sound very interesting. So kind of cool. Again, good way to try out the house if you have not before. All right, we got Versace Dylan Blue Eau de Toilette, full size and travel size, $60. That's actually not bad. If you're a Versace man or a Versace woman, they've got some really good deals. Chloe Eau de Parfum set for $101.50. Let's see what it looks like. It's a full size Chloe EDP plus a little mini. And then there's another one. What is the other one entail? It's a full size EDP, travel size EDP, and then the body lotion, which is not bad. I like the Chloe. I like the original Chloe fragrance. Flower Bomb. All right. We got, it's $140. It's a set, $140 on sale. Looks like you get a full size bottle of Flower Bomb. Yep. 3.4 fluid ounces plus the body lotion, the body cream, and the shower gel. This is a great deal because y'all know Flower Bomb's expensive. I think like the 3.4 fluid ounces is like by itself, like what, $160, somewhere around there. So you get all this for $140. Definitely, definitely a good deal. They have a Delina Parfum set for $320. That's still a little bit higher, but you do get, looks like you get a full-size bottle of Delina. Full-size Eau de Parfum. It's in the 2.5 ounces body cream and shower gel. So still kind of pricey, but I would say like $320. I mean, Nichon went for $335 just by itself. So you do get some more bang for your buck with this. Another Flower Bomb Eau de Parfum set. It looks like this one's $115. What do we get with this one? You get, the Eau de Parfum, but this one's in a 1.7 fluid ounce, the travel size Eau de Parfum, and then the body cream and the body lotion. All right. Yves Saint Laurent Mon Petit Eau de Parfum set. It looks like you get the full-size bottle, a travel size, and probably like a body cream. That's $115. Carolina Herrera Good Girl travel size, a full size bottle. And what else? There's two other little things. It's $124, so not bad. What else do you get with this? Oh, you get, it's the full size EDP, the travel size EDP, and then a sample of Good Girl Supreme EDP, and then Bad Boy EDT. It's kind of cool. It's like a fragrance set slash sample set. Air and Beauty Mediterranean Honeysuckle Eau de Parfum set for $90. It looks like you get a bottle of the fragrance, full-size bottle, plus a travel spray, plus what looks to be like a hand cream. Tom Ford Black Orchid. If you love Black Orchid, it's my favorite fragrance, but I still have plenty left, so I'm not going to get this. $150 for a full-size bottle, a 50 mil, and the travel size, which I paid for my 50 mil. I got it from Sephora using a gift card. It was $120. So this is still a pretty good deal. For $30 more, you get the travel size, which I think they package it, because I think the travel size by itself is like $30. So, I mean, not really a sale deal, but whatever. It's on part of this. You get the Penhaligon's Portraits Travel Sized Scent Library for $44. So I reviewed four of those because I ordered them directly from the Penhaligon's website. Changing Constants is one, the Terrible Teddy, the Uncompromising Sohan. All of those in that line, you get the full set, travel size, like looks like little samples for $44. Not bad. Burberry Her Eau de Parfum set, $65.80. Now this one, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not bad. It comes with a full-size bottle. It comes with a little bag that you can put it in. And a pen, I think. Yeah, the travel size EDP, which is 1.6 fluid ounces, a pen and a gift bag for $65.80. It might be a fun gift for somebody. You got the Tom Ford Soleil Atomizer set for $164. It looks like it's the three refillable cartridges plus the atomizer. You've got Yves Saint Laurent Y Eau de Parfum for $140. That set. What does this entail? I'm assuming this might be a man's fragrance. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's more of a man fragrance, but still. You get the travel size EDP, the travel size EDT, and a deodorant stick for $140. Chloe Nomad Eau de Parfum set for $101.50. Looks like travel sized, full size, and probably like a body gel or something. Versace Bright Crystal EDT, $100. Travel size and full size. Versace Pour Homme EDT, $59. Looks like a travel size and a hand cream. Atelier Cologne Discovery Travel Fragrance Set for $75. What does this include? It includes Pacific Lime, Orange Sanguine, Lemon Island, Clementine, California, and Cedre Atlas. Not bad. Yeah, like I said, it's $75. Tom Ford Ombre Leather. That's a set. You get the full-size bottle plus a travel size, $134. Cartier La Panthère Eau de Parfum set, $99. And looks like you get the full-size bottle plus a hand cream. Yves Saint Laurent L'Homme Eau de Toilette set, $100. Looks like you get the bottle, maybe a travel spray, and a hand cream. Gucci Bloom Ambrosia Di Fiore EDP Intense, $77. You get the full size and a travel size. Hermes Terre d'Hermes gift set, $110, full size, travel size. Gucci Guilty Black Pour Homme EDT, $95, travel size, full size. Lanvin Eclat d'Arpège Eau de Parfum set, $117. It's like a travel size, full size. Parfums de Marly Masculine Fragrance Discovery Set, $107. What scents are included? Kalan, Leighton, Percival, and Pegasus. So Nichon's not part of this one, but I guess it's their popular men's fragrances, so that might be worth looking into. Jimmy Choo Eau de Parfum Set, $118, travel size, full size. Versace Eros Flame EDP, $70, full size, travel size. Jimmy Choo Man EDT, $92. It looks like it's a full size plus two travel size fragrances. Versace Bright Crystal EDT, $100, full size, travel size. John Varvatos Vintage Eau de Toilette, $82, full size, travel size. Atelier Cologne travel size Ouling Infinity and Orange Sanguine fragrance set, $108. Creed Aventis for her En Voyage travel atomizer fragrance set. So you get the atomizer plus three cartridges, $265. Versace Eros Flame EDP, $70. Again, travel size, full size. Cartier Pasha de Cartier Edition Noir EDT, $95, full size, travel size. Valentino Voce Viva EDP, $105, full size, and it looks like maybe a body gel. Creed Aventis for him, En Voyage travel atomizer fragrance set, $265. And Tumi, last two are Tumi. Tumi Unwind Eau de Parfum set, $145. Looks like you get a travel size, full size, and maybe like a cream or a body lotion. I don't know. And then Tumi Awaken Eau de Parfum set, $445. The same things. So that's all. There are some really good deals. If you're a Versace lover, you got deals. Burberry Her, there's good. The Flower Bomb ones are really, really good. So I think these are pretty solid deals for fragrances. Are you planning to shop the Nordstrom sale? I think right now they have early access if you're a credit card holder. Everybody else, I think, can't shop the sale until the 28th of July. So it gives you time to set up your wish list and start looking around for things you might want. Are you planning to take advantage of the Nordstrom sale? Let me know. Let me know what you're going to get. All right, that wraps up this week's episode. As always, thank you for listening, whether you're an OG listener or a new listener. I hope you come back. If you would like to reach out and connect online, you can do so on Instagram. I'm at Pino and Perfume. You can email the show, pinoandperfumepodcast@gmail.com. I also now have a WordPress blog where I will put written reviews of all of the fragrances that are discussed in the scent of the week. The written review will be there if you'd rather read it than hear me talk. That's pinoperfume.wordpress.com. If you're on Peloton, use the app, whatever, and you want to be workout buddies, I'm #pinoandperfume there. And if you love Emily in Paris or love to hate Emily in Paris, I co-host another podcast with my friend Jenna called Savoir Shade. It is an Emily in Paris recap. All of season one is up. We are on hiatus right now while they are filming season two. And we have a good time. We go on lots of tangents. So check that out if that sounds interesting to you. Other than that, I hope you guys are enjoying your weekend. I hope that whatever you are doing, you are having fun, you are being safe, but most importantly, you are smelling good. Bye! Pino and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacon. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.